Unit 20, Russian History. In the early 1900s, Russia was one of the most powerful countries in the world. Filled with wealthy aristocrats and powerful monarchs, Russia's dominance across the globe earned them a great deal of power and respect. Russia was ruled by the Tsars. Tsars. Much like kings and pharaohs, the Tsars of Russia ruled. Ruled with complete authoritarian power over their subjects. They did not hesitate to cut out any dissent among their ranks and refused to be put into a position where they might lose their power. Though they were expected to rule and protect their subjects, the Russian Tsars developed imperfections throughout the centuries. By the 1900s, they had become totally disassociated from the lower classes and paid little attention to their needs, while peasants on the countryside yearned for bread to feed their families. The Russian royalty feasted and built lavish castles to live in. The peasants were eventually granted an audience with the Tsar Nicholas II to list their complaints and requirements in order to survive the harsh winter that was coming. They requested various items be transported to the countryside so that the peasants could better sustain themselves during the cold winter months. Above all, they asked for kindling to be used to build fires so that they could stay warm. The Tsar listened to their requests but had no intentions of helping them. He shattered the hopes of the Russian people when he did not deliver the items that were necessary to last through the winter months. Many Russians died of starvation during that winter. The Tsar felt that his money was for him and his family and felt no requirement to provide funds to others. Nicholas felt that the peasants were merely a thorn in his thigh that did not need any immediate attention. He never expected a plot against him since no usurpers were ever on his radar. Little did he know that a group was putting together a blueprint to take power from the Russian Tsar. They planned to raid the palace and eliminate the Tsar and the royal family. Once on site at the palace, the rebels seized the royal family, drove them out to the country, and had them executed. Today, the term Tsar is used as an abbreviation to indicate the top position in part of a branch of government.